You're about to enter the Daily Crime Cast, number 44.
So they called it the Hesher Hangover, huh?
I don't know if they do on a regular basis.
Yes, I have the Hesher Hangover for life. I'm a burnout. I'm always fucking up words, you know, names, you know. whatever. So, Eugene?
Coral Eugene Watts.
Thank you.
And then Dean Coral was, of course, the Candyman.
All right, so big mistake. Eugene Coral Watts.
Coral Eugene. Hey, I'll give you the advice. Throw away the Eugene and just call him Coral Watts.
All right, Coral Watts.
There you go.
Well, yeah, I've been accused of being some sort of a serial killer stalker or fan, and
okay.
I'm proving that that's wrong. I am not.
Or maybe you're just not a serial killer savant, you know?
I'm just a fan of the crimes, not the person,
go.
Okay?
There you go. Don't hate the don't hate the crime, hate the person.
Yes, yeah. So this guy was just a fucking madman killer, it seems like. And when I look at when I looked at that, I just saw a little half hour on him.
Right.
And then I see that he just killed these women. You're saying that he actually robbed from them. But he was at one point... He was at one point, before all of this stuff, in a mental institution.
Correct. Several times.
So aren't those the people that we want to be putting in the electric chair? Are those the people that we want to prosecute? Are the people in the mental institution that let him out? Isn't the system at fault here?
Oh, absolutely. And that's kind of a recurring theme through all my books is where did this part, you know, which part of the machinery screwed up to let these guys out?
And how can this guy...
Rex Kratz, you know, it happened with Coral Watts. Coral Watts was going to be released from prison this year.
Right. And that was fascinating. When I saw that Andy Kahn actually did something that I could respect, you know, instead of fucking bother innocent people that are selling Manson t-shirts...
Yeah, Andy Kahn, and then also Harriet Samander, who was the, and she was probably in that. I didn't watch A&E special.
She's the Detroit prosecutor.
I taped it. No, she was actually the mother of one of the victims, and
yes.
she's really the key person behind.
She's in
keeping
there.
An eye on Coral Watts all these years. You know, 20 plus years that she wanted to make sure that his ass stayed behind bars.
Well,
so she's a true freaking hero, man. She's awesome.
I was surprised about that. But the thing I'm more surprised about is that they're actually putting him through the judicial system where he belongs in a mental institution because they had him in there one time. They said he was crazy, so he must still be crazy.
Yeah, my research on it is the mental institution was more of an act of convenience for Watts than it was of a real necessity. Yeah, he'd been arrested for a couple of attacks on women when he was younger and spent
sexual
time,
attacks or just violent?
Literally, he would, when he was 16, he was doing a paper route and he went into this apartment complex to deliver a paper to this lady. He knocks on her door, she opens the door up, and he rears back, punches her in the face. And then he just takes off. And literally, you know, knocks her on her ass. And then just takes off.
But, dude, that's sort of crazy.
Oh, absolutely, you know.
So,
but for him, the mental institutions were more a refuge to get away from the cops. It was more, I'm kind of off kilter here, so...
Yeah, but he is.
What's that?
But he is. That's crazy. You go up to someone, punch him in the face, and leave? That's just sort of nuts.
Sure. You know, I'm not gonna disagree with you on that.
Well, what do you do with a person like that? I mean, how can you flood the prisons? You know, it's the same thing I see with, people being in there for selling weed or whatever. How do you put mentally ill people in prison and call them prisoners?
Yeah, but then, isn't all murder basically crazy?
No.
You know, period?
No.
I mean, the vast majority of it is.
I think some of it's based on, you know, society and how we are as animals, how we are hunter-gatherers, and that just comes out in gross ways because we have our meat fed to us through McDonald's, and the religious part of our society makes people like Gacy feel odd about being queer.
Sure.
I think there's a lot more. I don't think those people are mentally ill, but I think some guy that's just going up to a woman, cutting her throat, and walking away, and he's not using this animal lust or raping or doing something that's a perverted animal, maybe, but not crazy.
I don't know. I mean, I would think that, you know, strangling women and drowning them in bathtubs, choking them with his bare hands.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Stabbing a woman 33 times in the heart with an ice pick, a run and slash across, you know, stabbing one girl in the heart with one swipe at her, killing her. I mean, you're talking a minimum of 13 kills, but suspected of as many as 100. And it's pretty much a given that he is probably the most prolific serial killer in U.S. history, easily. And that's the thing, too, is that, you know, the kills that he's got, he knocks out Gacy, Bundy, Dahmer, you know, the Manson case, all those combined, he has more kills than all of these people. So, you know, I think people can express their animal lust or anger in a different way. It maybe not be quite as gory as, which is actually not very true, because I've seen all the pictures of all the bodies. It's pretty freaking gory, you know, 33 stabs to the heart, and, you know, one of the girls that was thrown in the dumpster, and then her body was crushed by the trash compactor. You know, it's not pretty stuff.
Yeah, but I'm saying that there's nothing there. That's a corrupt animal. That's truly an insane person, where they're doing that kind of stuff. Whereas a Gacy, there's a psychological reason you can understand.
Well, I mean, we're just, you know, scratching the surface on Watts, but that's what I spend over 400 pages on, is the whole psychological background, the baggage that he's got. It's not just an issue of how he killed, but also what his, you know, he suffered from meningitis as a kid, missed an entire year of school, and it really, you know, a lot of people talk about meningitis and what it can do to the brain, and how it can disrupt, you know, activity and neurons in the brain, and
sure, Yeah, well, that's typical.
So to me, that's what's fascinating about it, is that, yeah, it seems like it's normal, but, you know, why would I mean, his lifestyle, it seemed like it was a normal lifestyle, but why would he go and kill 13 women at least, if not as many as 100?
Well, but you know, when you said, isn't every killing insane? And I don't necessarily agree with that, but, you know, you can, I don't know. I think that he's definitely got a clue to, or a reason to be called insane and be put in a mental institution. And I'm not, I'm not necessarily for that stuff. I'm just for it because that's what our system and our society is about. You know, I'm about someone like that being put to death right away. I'm pro death penalty.
You know, so you're not for him being put in a mental institution. You're for him being executed.
Well, I'm for. Well, I'm
is
for.
What I'm for. I'm for that 100%.
I'm for our whole system.
Andrea Yates. You know,
I'm for our whole system. Judges. Oh. I'm for our system, like judges and people like that, to be executed first. So
right.
I'm in a really extreme. You know, I think our whole system sucks.
Well, I don't write about this in the books. So my personal take on it is, I'd like to have about 10 solid years of real, true study, and then execute them. Honestly, you know.
But that would be
really
cool.
Make them your freaking guinea pig for,
yeah,
10 years.
Sure.
And then crush, you know, gone.
That sounds perfect. You know, right now when I say throw them in the ovens, I see this whole, our whole society being so perverse and getting worse and worse. It's just disgusting to me that this stuff is, I can't even understand.
What do you mean? What do you mean our society getting more perverse?
Well, that someone like Dean Coral Watts was almost set free about last year.
Oh, that kind of stuff. Absolutely. Coral Watts.
Okay, oh boy, I'm going to fuck his name up this whole interview. Whatever.
Watts.
But, and that coming, and the perversion of that being that is happening in Texas, the state that executes the most fucking people. And they made
beautiful?
A deal with a guy who killed 13 people to put him in jail for 60 years on robbery. They didn't dot their I's and cross their T's. And that's just fucking amazing to me. And a liberal state like Michigan is the one that's breaking his balls.
Exactly.
That is what I'm talking about, how our society
The irony is so thick, it cracks me up, man. And that's exactly why I wanted to write about the case, too.
Yeah, and that's the perversion of our society that I'm talking about. And then to say that that guy's not crazy, let's rush him and put him in the chair through our legal system, through all these loopholes that our judicial system has to do something like that, rather than being, hey, he belongs in a mental institution to be studied, to be looked at like that, just like Gein was.
Here's the deal, though, with that particular case, it couldn't work out that way because the only way, you know, his, and you watch that special so you know, he wasn't put in for murder, he was put in for assault.
Right.
So, you know, they're not going to be able, no attorney or no judge is going to allow them to say, well, you assaulted somebody, so we're going to put you in a mental institution.
Well, they could do that in Detroit.
It's not going to happen with this case.
They could do that in Detroit.
In Texas, there, you know, it's not going to happen. It's in the early 80s. It wouldn't happen. So,
but he's in Detroit now, isn't he, in Michigan?
He is now in behind bars in Michigan. Yeah, he was tried in November of 2004 and convicted, and will now spend the rest of his life behind bars in Michigan. Here's the fun part, too. And Andy Kahn is the one who told me this. Watts is still going to get his mandatory release in Texas in May.
Which is beautiful.
They're going to actually spit out papers to all the victims' families and say, Coral Watts is free from prison in Texas. And
yeah.
Not gonna, you know, and not have the detail that, oh, yeah, and by the way, he's still in Michigan.
So how do you feel about Andy Kahn?
You know, I'm when it comes to the whole eBay stuff, I disagree with him. Well, here's my whole stance on the eBay stuff, because, frankly, I don't get too caught up in it because it's just not in my bag, even though I do have pieces of William Bonham's band in my house, and I've got Kerry Stainer's stuff from his workroom at Cedar Park, you know, motel.
How'd you get that?
I lived out in L.A. doing research for my books, you know, and just, if you get Hollywood Desi's, I've got pictures that I took inside of Bonham's van, because I got to go to the serial killer auto graveyard to see his van, Randy Kraft, Celica, all that kind of stuff.
That's great.
What's that?
That's great.
Yeah, it was fantastic. To me, that stuff, I can see, to me, here's where I can, I think that that stuff, stuff that actually deals with the crime itself, or the individual who did the crime, before, you know, he became infamous, to me, all that stuff is historical. Now all this crap, like, you know, Tony Shore is the, you know, the guy that I'm writing about in my next book, he's got, and you may do this, I don't know, you know, I don't think that a killer who can draw something and then sell it with his name is that worthy of an item. You know, to me, it's like, whatever. I mean, I'm not going to put any restrictions on it, but I'm more interested in, you know, I think you talked about it. You've got Ed Gein's dirt. You know, I've got stuff from the Manson House, and I've got all this stuff. To me, that stuff is fascinating, has historical value.
Yeah, I've had Gein's hatchet.
Whether Tony Shore can draw naked, you know, stills of young women, you know, 3 years after the crime, to me, that has no bearing on the case, other than the fact that he's just trying to cash in on his notoriety.
Yeah, and he is.
But I'm not gonna sit there. I personally am in no way, shape, or form agree with not allowing that to happen.
Well, this is where I'm with Andy Kahn, I have the debate with him on the phone a couple times. I don't think they should have the right to do that in prison. But I don't see, I'm not a criminal. I have every right to sell it.
Sure.
You're the guy, Andy Kahn, that let it happen. You're the guy who didn't stop it at the prison level. Stop him from drawing, stop him from sending it out, and I won't have it to sell.
Exactly.
And that's how I see it. But he wants to fuck with third parties, which is just, like, against the Constitution.
I'm not as well-versed, obviously, as you guys are, so...
You guys? I'm only here by myself.
What's that?
I'm here by myself.
Well, I mean, you and Andy, so...
Oh, okay.
You know, so I don't know all the ins and outs of the legalities of it all, but...
Well,
like,
I didn't mean...
To me, what I'm more interested in is... something that actually has to do with, I mean, you know, when I go to Orange County and I actually pick up this wrench that, in one of my cases, that this guy killed his entire family with by crushing their skulls in, that freaks me out, you know.
It is. It's
and
weird.
That to me is, I mean, it's like if you were a Civil War buff and you collected actual guns that were used in specific wars. To me, it's the same
I'm
concept.
With you.
But, you know, if there was some tertiary Civil War guy and he was, you know, selling, I don't know, locks of his hair 10 years after the fact, I don't really care.
Yeah, I'm with you.
But that's, you know, so it's, you know, it's fascinating stuff. So I did, it was kind of funny because I'd always read about Andy online when all that was going on, what, 2000 or 2001 or something. And then actually meet up with him and work on with him on the Core Watcha. And I'll give him 100% credit, man. He's a great guy as far as all this stuff goes.
And that's,
you know,
why
he helped me out tremendously. He hooked me up with all the numerous victims' families, the surviving members, made it real easy for me to meet these people. So as far as that stuff's concerned, absolutely, I think he's a stand-up guy.
That's why I brought him up more than anything. My fetish with him is the eBay stuff and the constitutional reasons. But I was shocked, like I said, when I saw that special, to find out that he actually did something that I respected. And I thought, my hat's off. I was sitting here going, wow, I really respect Andy for doing that. That was really cool because he really, you know, for once I find what the use of his job is, you know.
Right.
And I thought that was really cool what happened with, you know, I'm all for justice with that dude, you know.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Even though I see it being a hypocritical statement, this crazy guy's going to be put to death in Michigan or something.
Right.
You know, when he should be in a mental institution by our own laws or something. I just, you know.
Yeah, so I have nothing but respect for Andy on just the way he was so open with me and really helped me out tremendously, too. So I'm really grateful for that. So.
Yeah, right on, man.
But, yeah, man. Shoot, anything else you want to talk about? I'm game, so.
Well, I do. I want to get your books, and I want to talk to you.
Okay.
We'll end the interview here, and where can people find you?
As far as
online.
Really online is the best place. You know, you can go to the myspace.com/CoreyMitchell. That's where I tend to interact with people the most. Of course, I have my personal website, CoreyMitchell.com, and that's more what that is. It's going to be, and you'll see it in a couple of months before the next book comes out. Is I'll do a much better job on updating all the cases, what's happened to the people in my previous books. I'm probably going to throw about 100-some-odd photographs up on the, I call them the little micro sites for each one of my books. So photos that don't make it into the book. And probably some interviews. As a matter of fact, I just had the DA, one of the DAs emailed me through MySpace yesterday on the Watts case, so I might get an additional interview that'll go up on my website.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's, and as far as, you know, if you want to talk about, like, the diary of a true crime book, I mean, my whole mentality is share your information. You know, it's all about knowledge, and, I mean, you know, it's such a fascinating field, you know, why not try to help other people out that are already interested in it?
Well, this is a very nice audio introduction to Corey Mitchell yourself, and we'll do more. You know, we'll do this in the future where I grab your books and I'll just interview you based on each book and more
that
when I'm able
great,
to research
man.
A little more.
You
on
know, here's the deal: the only book you won't get is Hollywood Death Scenes because that was on a small publishing house that went bankrupt, and that book is really rare to find. If you go on eBay. Or Amazon, it's usually about $70 to $80 on the low side.
Hot damn.
About $150, and it's almost impossible to get a hold of right now. But I'm going to be re-releasing that on my own sometime in the near future. I don't know when yet.
Yeah, I'm interested in the other books, to be honest with you. The Hollywood Death Scene stuff, it's been played out.
It's a good toilet, you know, true crime toilet book, man. That's the thing. It's got little, you know, 80 short stories, basically, so a lot of people dig it, so that's always fun.
Hey,
yeah, I'll have, but Kensington does all my other books, and, you know, they've got mass quantities, so I can have them send copies to you.
I appreciate that. Well, and now, CoreyMitchell.com, and go to MySpace/CoreyMitchell, and also check out, there's a group on there that you moderate called True Crime.
That's correct.
And it's a real
yeah,
good group, a lot
so.
Of good conversation going on.
Yeah, I just got started up, and it's already starting to take off pretty well. So,
we'll talk to you soon.
Shane, thanks so much for your time, sir.
Another audio adventure, Crimecast style, brought to you from the fine folks at evilnow.com and housed over at crimeandcookies.com. So if you like what you're hearing, head on over to crimeandcookies.com, click on the Crimecast button, and subscribe.